Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for October 7th, 2024. So you might ask yet again, Dan, what in the world is going on? We have rates over here that are up 0.5% from when the Federal Reserve cut rates 0.5%. So what in the world's going on? Well, the first thing I want to tell you, I'll just throw out a few sentences here, and you'll get the gist over after I say a couple of them. Russian-Ukraine, Israel-Iran, hurricanes, port strikes, all these things should majorly affect the markets. And for some reason, before last Thursday or Friday, they didn't. And I kept saying, guys, this is going to be big news, or it should be big news for some reason or not. So let's get over to some of the pieces of the information we have today and kind of break down some things so we can understand the markets right now. So I was going over this morning. We had a few Fed officials talking, and I could only find information from one of them. So I want to give you a quote that they're giving us. And you let me know what his concerns. Does he seem really concerned about things, or just kind of a little bit concerned about things? So let's get over here. Kashkarian said this today. All right, so let me get out of that piece of the equation. It says the balance of risk has shifted away from high inflation toward maybe higher unemployment. Overall, the U.S. is resilient. The labor market still looks strong. We want to keep it that way. I'm not seeing signs of resurgence in inflation. Reduction in new rents inflation gives us confidence that housing inflation will come down over the next 12 to 24 months. Okay, so he's looking at the economy saying it looks pretty good. I actually found this website on here. It's from the Federal Reserve or the federal government. And it tells us what the federal funds rate is, what inflation is, unemployment rate, and all kind of other stuff. If you go through there, it's like, oh, it's not too bad. But then when I list those things down, Russia-Ukraine war, Israel and Iran, hurricanes, port strikes that are coming back. We even have a government that might be shut down that you're hearing nothing about because it has no money. Okay, so those are things that we're facing right now. Okay, so if you see this, his last comment was reduction in new rent inflation gives us confidence that the inflation is going to come down. So the housing part of the inflation number is about 40%. Okay, 40% of the inflation numbers come from housing. Well, housing lags from the economic data we have today versus when the Fed uses it. There's about a 12-month lag. Thus, they come in here. Because the housing inflation number, you're going to start seeing a lot of the Fed officials bringing this up to context. They're basically saying, you know, it's zero at this point. But the number they're using is 5%. So if you take that out of the equation, you got the inflation numbers that the Federal Reserve wants. Now, a lot of you out there are saying, Dan, these inflation numbers are just BS. Well, guys, this if we use the inflation numbers that the Federal Reserve uses, this data, when this settles down, will basically put us in inflation at or below where the Federal Reserve wants us. Okay, so that's that ticket. I just hope all the other pieces of the equation doesn't take down our country with the rest of it. Okay, so based on today's news, here's what happened today. We had the bond market there. Let's refresh the data because it had to get refreshed. The bond market is down, let's see, 22 points. Okay, but I do have some information coming from Diane Olick from CNBC telling us about the expectations of rate drops and things like that. So let's get over to her take on this. This is brand new data today. And then we come back, I'm going to show you how the CME Fed Watch tool has completely changed its predictions. And then we're going to take a little bit of a look at the broad equity markets to see where they're going right now. But let's get to Diane and see what's going on with rates.
With the 10-year bond yield back above 4% today, that's got mortgage rates jumping again, even after last week's surge. We're up to about 6.6% now. Well, let's see what Diana Olick can tell us. Diana?
Yeah, Kelly, so much for falling rates boosting the fall housing market, right? The average on the 30-year fix jumped another 9 basis points this morning after surging 27 basis points higher on Friday, following that stronger-than-expected monthly jobs report. These numbers according to Mortgage News Daily. The trajectory, which had been lower through much of September, is now clearly higher. The most recent low was on September 11th at 6.11%, and that was before the Fed.
So the lowest rate before the Fed did what they did, it was 6.1%. Okay, that's what she was just saying. Let's go back just 10 seconds. Let's repeat that so you get it. And then she's going to take it from there. So let's see what she has to say.
Daily, the trajectory, which had been lower through much of September, is now clearly higher. The most recent low was on September 11th at 6.11%, and that was before the Fed cut its benchmark rate. So what does that mean to you in real money? So if you're buying a $450,000 home with 20% down on a 30-year fixed, your monthly payment today is $120 more than it was back then, less than a month ago. While that might not seem like a ton, as rates rise, fewer people qualify for loans. And it's not like home prices are falling either. They're still higher than they were at this time last year. The home builders and remodelers are, of course, not loving this. The home building ETF, ITB, is in the red on the day and on the week. Interesting, though, a monthly survey from Fannie Mae out this morning showed that in September, consumer confidence in housing rose to its highest level in more than 2 years, as consumers reported survey-high optimism that mortgage rates will decline over the next 12 months. A record 42% of them said they expected mortgage rates to drop.
When?
Of course, that was done in the first 2 weeks of September. Not so much anymore, Kelly.
No, you wonder now that this reality sinks in, and it could take some time for people to realize what that will do to intentions and affordability.
Yeah, I mean, they'll see it when they start applying. I'm interested to see what happens with the mortgage purchase applications, which we get on a weekly basis. They have been rising, and they've been above year-ago levels for the last 2 weeks. I wonder if that's all going to turn around.
Indeed. For now, Diana, thanks. Diana Olick.
Thank you, Diane. So let's get over to the broad indices that we're seeing right through here. Let's get to the market. So we're going to hit CNBC, go through here. The Dow Jones is down. Well, here's the headlines. Dow Jones closes nearly 400 points down, and Treasury yields weigh on stocks, oil prices and Treasury yields. So we got the Dow Jones down 400 points, S&P down 55, almost 1%, NASDAQ down 1.18%. Here's the concerning thing through the VIX. This is the anxiety level on Wall Street. You don't want this going a much above 25 or 30. Once it hits 40, 50, 60, you know, all bets are off there. Cryptocurrency, just check a quick look at that. It's up $400, and then you'll see oil, it's probably up 4% for the day. So that's not the good news. Okay, so that's what we have through here. Here's what I was talking about, the CME FedWatch tool. The federal funds rate right now is 4.75 to 5%. It's right there. Okay, so we go over to this section here, and it's here. Yesterday or Friday, it wasn't there. Last week, it wasn't there. They took it off of this sheet. What are we looking at? This is the CME FedWatch tool. It actually tells us within 30 days what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. So down through here, this is its predictions. So now there's a 14% chance that they're not going to cut rates. So like I said, this column wasn't even here last week. It was pretty much a given they were going to cut 25 or 50, which one, and now it might be neither, just because of what's going on in the economy and the world. So I hope you guys understand this. It's not just what the Federal Reserve is going to do. It's what they're going to do plus what the news is out there projecting what they're going to do the next time. So it's the forecasts we're most concerned with. So that's our report for today. Let's go back to it. The economic calendar for tomorrow is basically nothing. It's the same kind of thing. It's some Fed officials talking, Bostic's talking, exports, imports, nothing here. But we will have some big news coming out on Thursday, because remember, based on this information, Federal Reserve's not really too worried about inflation anymore. They just want the jobs reports. And that'll come in on Thursday, and some additional information on that will come in on Friday. So we're going to be looking at those reports in detail. And that's basically it for the day, folks. So if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I had several people looking to refinance, and then after, you know, Friday and Saturdays, they're like, well, let's just hold off for now. And I don't blame you. Wait for those rates to come back down, because most of the events taking place, most of the events are should be short term in most cases. The Israel war, you know, that's taken longer than expected. Russia, I didn't think they would still be at war this many years later. The election 30 days away, that's going to throw a curveball into things as well. Weather patterns, there's another huge hurricane coming up through. That's going to play a role on things. And that port strike wasn't actually resolved. Basically, they kicked the can until January. So all this stuff is still compiling in the background, and we're going to pay attention to it on a daily basis. I hope you stick along with me so we can take this ride together. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. That's what I do for a living. So if you're out there anywhere in the whole country, as well as Puerto Rico, and you need help with a mortgage, I'd love to help you. I don't care if you're buying that first house, first investment property, you need refinance, you just need some numbers, you need some advice, reach out to me. I'd love to help. Best way to do this is go to the rate update. That's our website. It's right here. If you're buying that first house, please check out the Grant Finder. Don't leave any free money on the table with these in today's world. So if you're looking for any assistance when you're buying that first house, check the Grant Finder. It'll give you national programs as well as the Chicagoland programs. You can hit the Apply Now button if you'd like. If you'd prefer to talk to somebody, you can do that as well. You're just going to scroll down to the bottom of the website, and you're going to find our information right through there. But if you're looking to refinance, if you own your house and you're looking to refinance, what I need you to do is tell us what rate you want, and we'll track it for you. What rate do you want for us to call you or notify you? When it hits that rate, we're going to be calling you to do that refinance. So how do you do that? Well, you go to therateupdate.com, and here's our website. You scroll down about to the middle of the page, and you're going to see my handsome picture right there. You're going to hit the start button right through here, and you're on your way. Just going to give us a little bit of information about you and your mortgage, and then you're going to tell us what rate you want. And when that rate hits that number, we're going to be on the phone with you to make sure you log in those savings. So thanks so much for watching, guys, today. God bless you. Have a fantastic evening. And I'm going to ask you one thing tonight, one thing. Hit the subscribe button down there. Let's see if we can get to 32,000 subscribers by the end of the week. We're about 100 away. You can help me do that. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.